Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how's everybody doing this Monday evening? Welcome, hello. It's great being with you again live here on Blog Talk Radio, Monday, November the 4th, 2019. This is Tawana Hayward Bay, better known as Coach Tawana. It's great to be with you again on this Motivational Monday. If this is the first time you're with me, this is Motivational Monday because I know as a business owner, as a boss, and this is an entrepreneur station, and sometimes it'll be some spiritual things too, but I have to say that I know Mondays can be, frankly, a tough day. It's the beginning of the week. We're coming off of the weekend. Hopefully it was a great weekend for everyone that's listening. But many times you come back to Monday, you go in the office, you turn on your email, you listen to messages, you look at what you left on your desk from Friday, and you go, OMG, as the young people say, it's Monday again. And if you are an entrepreneur and you're trying to grow your business and learn how to get new clients and new customers, or you're struggling, it can be a day of discouragement, a day where, you know, you have to get yourself pepped up and ready to go again. You got to turn up yourself. You don't always have a staff or a motivational speaker unless you YouTube all day to get you going. And I wanted this talk show to be an inspiration, encouragement to small business owners, women in business, veterans, women entrepreneurs, LGBT community, entrepreneurs all over the world. I know I work with entrepreneurs all over the world. I'm a veteran parent, and oftentimes I'm working with veterans that have been referred to me or who just found me on the internet and what I do to help small business owners. So I want to welcome everybody, and I want to help you and motivate you to keep going, keep moving forward. And it's a new day, which means it's a new start. I'm pretty excited tonight. I'm sitting here with my youngest son. I came on down to the college where he's at here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm spending some time with him. He is a marketing guru, and he is helping me with the things that I'm doing in business to turn up the heat on marketing. And his name is Will. I want to introduce him to everyone. Say hi, Will.
Hello. Yeah. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's cool to be here. Millennials, I love them. I love being with young people and learning from them. There's a lot that they offer, but I also like coaching them as well. I get real fired up about that. So I want to talk today about something that is kind of one of those topics that I love to bring up at this time of the year. It gets me excited, and the fact that it's the fourth quarter. It's the fourth quarter, and for you folks that love football and are tuned in on these football games across the country, I don't know if you're a Falcon fan or a Cowboys fan or Steelers or Green Bay Packers, you know, whoever you are in love with, there's nothing like coming to the end of the game. It's the fourth quarter, and you know it's time, right? It's on. It's time. It's time to win. It's time to get the ball. It's time to take this thing over and win. And it's the same way in business. And every year as a business owner, especially these past 3 or 4 years, I've been working with entrepreneurs, helping them to get ready in the fourth quarter for the new year. The fourth quarter is typically a time to start planning, to start coming up with a vision, your goals, and working towards getting ready to do big things in the new year. One of the things that gets me going in the morning, especially on a Monday coming off of a weekend, I know this past week has been a real full week for me. I did a workshop on how to do business with the government. I'm working with a really incredible young woman here in Atlanta named Darby, who has a business credit business, and she is educating the masses on how to get that business credit in order so that your business can be where it needs to be to grow and win contracts. And I was able to meet with her, and she had me over as a special guest, and I was really encouraged by the entrepreneurs that were there. There were entrepreneurs that drove up from Washington, D.C. There was a gentleman there who drove 6 hours to be in the room to learn about what I'm going to share tonight. Now, I'm not going to share about business credit because I'm not an expert in that, but I am going to talk a little bit about the time being now to learn how to win government contracts. But before I go into that, I want to go back to how I get my day going, how I get started, how I get my mojo, you know, get motivated to get moving and get cranking and get started. Yeah, you know, I'm no different than anybody else. You know, sometimes I'm moving a little slow on Monday, trying to regroup and get things ready and get things in order for my clients and the people that I work with. But for me, outside of meditating or getting on the treadmill and walking and listening to some Kirk Franklin or some Main Ingredients, or, you know, and that's old school for those of you who don't know who the Main Ingredients, who that is. But I like to listen to different music on the treadmill, and I, you know, like to get that heart rate up. But then there are other days when I just like to sit and I like to open up the Word, that is the Bible, and I like to read. I like to get inspired. I like to get encouraged. I like to get my faith build up, my confidence, my energy, because I extend a lot of energy through the week with the things that I'm doing, whether it's my family or my business, my clients that I'm coaching, that I'm teaching, or that I'm bidding on contracts for. And I was reading something, if you're familiar with the Bible, and I'm not going to stay here long, but this is going to springboard into what I'm going to be talking about tonight. But if you're familiar with the Bible, you're familiar with a book in the Old Testament called Ecclesiastes. And I was reading something that I've read before, but it really moved me today. It moved me. And it just says simply that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Now, when I read that and I think there's a time for everything, I think I mentioned on my first episode that I just recently moved to Atlanta. after being in Texas, living there, raising my family, working in the ministry, working in my career, launching a business in 2006, over 25 years. And after spending some time with my family and talking with my family, I relocated here to be with family, to assist family, to love up on family, and have the same happen for me. That's just what time it is. It's my season to be with my family and to work in another place. And this activity that I'm living is seen from the heavens. Now hang with me, because we're all in this same kind of situation. We're all in our time. You're in your time, ladies and gentlemen. And you're in your season. And I read here that in your time, in your season, this is the time, a time for everything. It goes on to say that there is a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill. Oh, and there is a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build. Oh, I like that, because I believe now is the time to build. Now, I'm going to come back to that. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, just to embrace, and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. Oh, now is not time to give up, not what I'm about to share. But there's a time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. And as I read this morning, after coming off a weekend and a long week that frankly, I wasn't not motivated, but just exhausted. Exhausted. A lot of driving, a lot of discovery calls and conversations, quite a bit of speaking in front of groups, but just a lot going on. And when I think about a time to learn how to grow your business and expand your business, I get excited about that. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. You know, why should we learn how to win government contracts? Why should we learn how to expand our businesses in a lane that can grow our business in an expeditious way that can allow us to work with bigger corporations where we can grow and we can learn? It's because this client wants to do business with you. They want to do business with you. And for some reason, This blog talk is saying that we're going to end in 10 seconds. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm going to keep talking because I know what I'm sharing is important. But there are two significant reasons why the time is now to learn how to win government contracts. We are in the fourth quarter, and the government is strategizing and planning, and they're getting these budgets together to do business with women, with small businesses, with veterans, with minorities, and the LGBT community, entrepreneurs all over the world, all over the country, because they buy everything. And I mean, they buy everything. And sometimes I say that, and people don't believe me. And they'll come back and they'll ask me, well, what about this or what about that? Everything is everything. The government buys everything. And they want to buy from you too. But you have to be ready. You have to know how to sell them what you're selling, your goods and your services. And so now is the time to build. Now is the time to get ready. Now is the time to prepare. It's the fourth quarter. Now is the time to step up your game so you can win. Oh, I like winning. I said this in the first episode. I like winning. Even if it's a card game, I like winning. Winning is fun, and winning in business can make for a great Monday. So you might be asking, well, why should I focus on growing my business and expanding my business, scaling my business, with doing business with the government? Well, there's two significant reasons that I want to share with you. The first is because if you are a woman, you're a small business, you're a woman, you're a disadvantaged business, your business in a hub zone area, you're a minority, LGBT, you're a veteran, you own an organic preference that gives you an advantage in capturing federal contracting and more. That it seems like not enough people are talking about. Do you know that the government has over a $500 billion budget and marketing opportunities? I mean, they've got a huge budget where they spend billions of dollars with a B. They have set aside dollars, ladies and gentlemen, are mandatory dollars that are set aside in a budget to buy goods and services from your natural gift. What am I saying? I'm saying that if your natural gift and your profession and your invention is the law or finances, where are my CPAs and my bookkeepers out there, my teachers, my authors, my photographers, my real estate agents, my men and women in construction, janitorial services, staffing and human resources and recruitment agencies. No matter what the industry is, no matter what your goods and services are, you could be selling paper clips. You could be selling shoes, t-shirts, hats, gloves, coats, scarves. You could be selling your hair products. Maybe you are a barber. I've talked to all kinds of entrepreneurs this past week, and there was not one industry or one profession, not one service that anyone said to me that I didn't recognize as not being purchased by the government. So basically what this means and what this says is it's a big, huge opportunity to scale your business. See, it is possible for you to scale your business. In fact, according to the Small Business Administration, there are 27 million small businesses in the United States alone, but only 1 to 1.5% these kinds of opportunities and contracts. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't motivate you to see the fourth quarter as an opportunity for you to learn how to get a piece of this pie, oh man, maybe I need to come back and repeat all of this, maybe with in a different way again, because you're not hearing me. There is an opportunity. Even if you're just launching your business, you have a new business. When I started with my business over a decade ago, I couldn't believe once I learned the process of how to do business with the federal government and even public municipalities in the private sector. Oh my goodness, I'm telling you, I have so much to share with you and so much that I want to motivate you and encourage you and inspire you with knowledge. Knowledge is power during these blog talk segments. It's a lot I want to share. But I'm telling you, when I got started and I started learning and realizing that there was a way for me to sell my staffing and my recruitment services, that I could bid on contracts and I could win unilaterally, or I can win partnered with someone, another company that's bigger, a general contractor or a prime that's bigger than me, or I can even be a part of a joint venture. Okay, so that's three different ways there, by myself, as a partnership or a joint venture. So I can win these contracts three different ways by following the process, and there is a process. I can win millions of dollars. I can have a 6, 7, 8-figure business. Oh man, that fired me up. That got me excited. Then I learned that part of this process is getting certified. Yes, certification is the key. It's the access. Oh, that's the word you want to write down, access. I can gain access and doors of opportunity are there for me if I want it. It's there for the asking. All I have to do is learn this process and follow the process and get started. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, your journey to becoming a certified business owner can start right here, learning from a certification expert and an expert who knows how to win government contracts and more. I am so excited about this upcoming, I've got an upcoming workshop here in Atlanta. It will be at the Embassy Suites in Duluth, Georgia. This coming Saturday, I'm going to have two sessions. There are two sessions. The first session is from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30. The second session is from 1 p.m. to 3:30. And, oh, I'm bringing it. It's going to be two parts in each session. The first part will be specifically on the process and what you have to do to conduct business and work with the federal government and more. That means I'm bringing a little bit extra. The second part of each session will be on certification. Oh, if you're in the Georgia area, you want to be a part of this. You want to meet me on Facebook, Hayward Bay International. The information is there. You can register. The workshop is $99. And I'm going to be showing you where these bids are and what they look like and how you can win them, what the strategy needs to be and should be and can be for your business. Oh, I am talking about it's the fourth quarter. You can win the game in the fourth quarter if you have a good strategy and a good play. And I've got one for you, and I want to share it with you. I want to teach you. I want to coach you. I want to show you how. I learned this strategy. I learned it, and I learned it well. It wasn't even 3-4 months before I won my first $1.2 million contract. And they kept coming. And I've had contracts with the federal government. I have won contracts with public municipalities and the private sector. I've been awarded and I have won over $30 million in contracts. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about here. I'm telling you. Government and corporate clients can be it's vital to the success of your company for many reasons. I can go on and on and on with the reasons and the benefits. Oh, there are many benefits. Oh, there's so much to offer to your business, to take your business to the next level when you're winning government contracts. The federal government, they want small businesses to succeed. Do you know by law, 23% of their contracts must go to small businesses? And that leads me to the second reason why you want to do business with the federal government. It is one of the most controlled ways to launch into a small business ownership and being an entrepreneur. So if you are thinking about launching a business, starting a business for profit. We are talking about profit, not nonprofit. The success of your business depends on you having this knowledge. It also depends on your hustle and your grinding, your marketing and your selling. Even I have learned over the years, when I started, I had a website, I had a brochure, I had the portfolio kind of folders with all of the literature inside. I had a business card. Oh my, that was it. That was all that I really needed. Now, you need a little bit more, and there's a way to properly and effectively market to the government and to even public municipalities and the private sector. There's a way to do it. I'm spending some time with my son because we're working on marketing funnels, sales funnels, and, you know, he's becoming a guru at this. And, you know, I'm a baby boomer, so I hear it and I see it differently. And he's walking me through the process so I can step up my game as a coach. So you see, as I said earlier, there's a time for everything. And it's time to learn. It's time to grow. It's time to plan. If you want to have success, I heard a preacher say years ago, to have success, you have to plan the work and work the plan. It's time to plan. It's time to strategize. It's time to get in the know. I'm talking about what you need to know, N2K, what you need to know. What we don't know keeps us behind, keeps us in that 1 to 1.5%. Goodness. If the federal government, it's my understanding, if they had $166 allotted for minority businesses and only $30 billion was spent, well, where's the rest of that money? Show me the money. Don't you want to see the money in your account? As a business owner running a staffing business, I'll never forget calling my kids. They were young, and I would put them to work. I believe in training the next generation. I believe the time is always now for training so that our young kids who are coming up can understand and know that they can use their degree, they can use their skills, they can use their trade, their talents to have their own business one day. That the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. That's a quote, and from what I'm reading, it's an unknown quote, but it's a true one. And I remember I wanted my kids to understand this dream. And I would call them into my office, and I would tell them, I said, look, we're running payroll today, and I want you guys to see what this looks like. And I want you to see what an account that has millions of dollars in it that's going to go out and pay someone's salary in this community, because we hire a lot of men and women in the community. and their paycheck is going to build up this community. You know, they're going to spend their dollars, hopefully, in the community. But let me show you what this many zeros look like. Let me show you what $500,000 look like on a weekly basis. And, oh, and mom is making six figures out of this payroll. So I could pay for your football camp and your basketball camp and your band fees and your all the stuff that y'all keep bugging me with that you need. And I know you parents out there can relate to that. But that's what it's about. That's what it's about. This is what motivates me. This is what keeps me in this game. I can bid on contracts all day. This could be it for me. But my passion is coaching and teaching and giving back and showing others how to do this, pulling others up, pulling up the women, pulling up the small business owners, pulling up those of us who get left behind, who don't always get a piece of this pie. I've been saying for years that there is enough pie for any small business owner who's willing to work hard to achieve part of this pie. So we don't have to be choking on the pie because we're greedy and we're trying to get the knowledge and keep it to ourselves, or get all the pie and keep it to ourselves. That's wrong. I don't believe in that. I believe that'll kill you. That kills the community. It kills the next generation because all they see is selfishness and greed. They see the photo ops, but they don't see the results. They don't see where that money is being shared amongst everyone, where everyone is getting a piece of the pie, where everyone is experiencing it. And I'm not saying we don't compete. No, as a business owner, we compete, but you have a competitive advantage doing business this way, and there's plenty of pie, there's plenty of money. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars here. It's almost impossible to win all the contracts. If you go into the government database where these contracts and these solicitations are that you bid on, there are thousands of opportunity, thousands of solicitations for, like I said earlier, all kinds of services. So I don't want anyone to think that what you are selling and what you have to offer can't be sold. I always say the government buys everything from road tires to rats. Rats are fed to animals at the zoo. Okay? So they buy it all. They buy water. They buy ice. They buy beverages, they buy food, they buy books, they buy paper, they buy everything. They buy web design services, social media services, social media marketing. They buy everything. They buy everything. And they will buy from you. I tell you, if you can imagine to my surprise, as I spent the first year of my business working on all the things that I knew that I was going to need, like my operating procedures, my standard operating procedures or SOPs and my business plan and my marketing strategy and even my minority certification. And recognizing that there are endless opportunities out there and building a multi-million dollar company was actually possible. And I know when I did my research, and you can research this, the time is now. Research. Spend some time searching and learning and growing in your knowledge. Because when I know when I did, I could clearly see that this can be done. This thing can be done. I can do this thing. I can make millions of dollars. I can be providing jobs. I can have big clients. I can have a heck of a business resume. And I did. And I did. And I'm telling you, these contracts are out there as low as $50,000 to $100,000 into the millions. And I'm telling you, the government and public sector or public municipalities, their overall goal of 23% of prime contracts, they want these small businesses to get that 23%. It's mandatory by law. It's mandatory by law. Can you believe that? It's mandatory. So if you begin to focus and strategize with an entity that guarantees you're going to be paid big dollars for what your business provides. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, at least you know you're going to get paid. There's going to be a purchase order for you. You're going to get paid. You're not going to have to be a bill collector making a million calls trying to get your money. And there are some acquisition contracts. I've worked on contracts with veterans. I've been partnered with veterans. And depending on the situation, the need, sometimes small business owners don't have that upfront cash. Sometimes the government will work with you because they like you. And they know that they can work with you, and they know you have what they need. Because, trust me, they want you to win these contracts so they can move on to the next thing on their desk. And when I say thing, I mean the next solicitation, the next bid they have to work on. They want to do that. They want to do that. So you can take your business to the next level. And it's time to learn how to do this. And I've mentioned my workshop that's here in Georgia. And that's for those of you who are listening in this area. But for those of you who are not in this area, go to my website, www.haywardbay.com. Speaking of football, I think I mentioned my cousin Darius Hayward Bay played with the Steelers. That's where that name comes from, Hayward Bay, without the dash, HEYWARDBEY, Hayward Bay International. Go to my website. You definitely would get to know who I am a little bit better. You'll get to see some of my individual clients, and then some of the bigger clients that I've worked with, like Bombardier and DFW International Airport and Violet Software, Bloomberg, Essilor. I've worked with Henson Phelps, Parsons. These are construction firms. I've worked with all kinds of clients in every industry. Dallas Housing Authority, a federal government contract. North Texas Tollway Authority. These are all awarded contracts. I've won contracts for clients that I've bidded on that are part of my business development and minority diversity program. And I've bidded on contracts for a long company that's operating a multi-million dollar firm now. Their first contract was with the city of Dallas. I remember I'm very dedicated to my clients, and I spend a lot of time with this couple. And I located this contract, and I talked to them about the opportunity. What I'm saying is there are many opportunities, and you can go to my website, and you'll get a glimpse of some of the clients that I've worked with, some of the individuals that I've worked with. Read the case study of the $10 million contract I won with Bexar County in San Antonio for a client. And that contract was renewed. So what was a three-year contract is now a six-year contract. That happens when you do business at this level, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty cool. It's pretty amazing. You could take your business to the next level, but you have to learn how. It's a process. And it's time to learn how to win these federal government contracts, to win these contracts that you can manage and that you can make some money with. And start really living your dream. And paying your bills and setting some money aside for the future and for your next generation. I believe in that. I believe in economic development. I believe in working in our communities and giving back to our communities. And this happens when you have big dollars, seven-figure contracts, even eight figures. And you can do it. You can win government contracts and turn your small business into a revenue machine with the proper training and coaching on the process and researching what's going to work best for your goods and services and planning. Oh, you can get there. You can get there quick. You can get there quick. I would love to work with you and show you how. Because this is big business, and you're competing against other small businesses to win these contracts. Because like I said, the government and even public municipalities who have set aside dollars, they want small businesses to succeed. They want this 23% to go to you. And I'm going to tell you, you do the math on 23% of a $5 or $10 million contract over a three-year period. That's nothing to laugh at. That's nothing to laugh at. I'm talking pretty serious stuff here. And so let me ask you, as you're listening, I want you to be inspired. I want you to be encouraged. I'm hoping that you are. I'm hoping that you're getting a vision. So So my question for you is, what is your big vision for your company? What are you planning for in this fourth quarter so that you can win, so that you can go into the new year, you and your business winning? What is your big vision? Have you written it down? What is your current revenue for your business? And what would you like your revenue to be 1 year from now? When I got started, my revenue was less than $20,000, and I needed my money back that I had bootstrapped. I needed my money back. I needed a return on the investment that I had put into my business. I did. I need to make big money. I don't need quarters. I need dollars, and a lot of them. I need a lot of zeros. Oh, Father in heaven, what am I going to do? And so I knew I wanted to make millions. I wanted at least a half a million the first year. How am I going to do that? What is that going to look like? And that's what you want to start thinking about. Certification, getting certified as a small business owner, as a woman, as a minority, and minority is classified as African American, Hispanic, Asian, and Native American. Even LGBT, there are certifications for these groups, and certification will enable you to strategically obtain these lucrative clients and contracts and can potentially take your business to the next level for real, very quickly. I know. I lived it. And I've helped many clients live it as well. And they're living it now. And so getting certified is the key. And so with your certification, here's another question for you. What would you like your revenue to be in the next 3 years or 5 years? Because guess what? Get certified and stay certified and see if you don't make it past 5 years. You will. And I'll teach you how, I'll coach you how, because there's lots of pitfalls, because I tell you, when the money start coming in, the vultures, they smell it, and there are all kinds of pitfalls that lead to setbacks and failure, but it's time to learn how to win, so join me and learn. How? Here's another question for you that I have for you. Ideally, how many staff members or subcontractors or employees you would like to have working within your company? Can you use some help growing your business? I tell you, my first contract, first thing I did was hire a bilingual recruiter, and I was able to get myself a receptionist, someone to answer the phones because my phones were ringing off the hook. I couldn't even answer the phones anymore. My first two hires outside of my temporary employees. But wouldn't you like to have some employees that you can afford to hire and pay them what they rightfully deserve? Mm. Think about that. There's so much I could say about this. And I hope I got you thinking about the fact that there is a time for everything. And the time for learning about how to do business with this client is now. Learning how to win big clients and make six, seven, eight figures in your business is now. It's now. I love the show Game of Thrones, and I don't know if any of you are a Game of Thrones fan. I don't know, that last season kind of threw many of us for a loop. We didn't like how it ended. But there's a term that we heard over and over and over again about winter is coming in the show Game of Thrones. Winter is coming. Winter is coming. Oh, winter is coming. I'm going to tell you, we learned over the course of the seasons in the Game of Thrones that winter is coming means it's time to get ready for what's coming. It's time to prepare. And I want to tell you that it's the fourth quarter, ladies and gentlemen, and winter is coming. I don't know if you've noticed it, if you're listening to the news, if you're paying attention, we're about to see a paradigm shift again with this economy, and things are going to change. And I'm telling you, you're going to need a side hustle. You're going to need to be building something on the side. We don't know how things are going to turn out. We don't know how this new election is going to turn out. And I'm telling you, winter is coming. It's coming. And if you are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur or a small business owner, or you are already an entrepreneur or a small business owner, and you have a structured business, and you're trying to grow that thing, you're struggling, or you may not be struggling, but you want to make more money, wherever you are, whether you're at the beginning or you're in the middle, whatever's going on, it's the fourth quarter, and winter is here. It's time to learn how to take your business to the next level. It's time to scale. It's time to learn how to win government contracts. My name is Coach Tawan, and I've let the cat out of the bag. I've cracked the code. I'm cracking this code for you. I'm showing you. I'm teaching. And I'm making sure that the small business community knows the way, have the knowledge. This knowledge is powerful. If you know the process, if you are certified, then you can win. I like this scripture that I read here earlier, where it says it's a time to tear down and a time to build. It's time to stop tearing down, start partnering and joint ventures and growing and learning and working together to build our communities, to build our families' future wealth. It's time to build. The time is now to take this knowledge and start winning. And I want to show you how. Go to my website and see where you can join me in a free discovery call. All you have to do is fill out the form. And that form comes directly to me to let me know you want to talk. You want to ask some questions. And we will get you started. We'll show you how we get this content and you learning how to do this in your hands. Something's going on with my Blog Talk Radio. I think I'm at the end of an hour here. I'm not exactly sure what is happening here. Boy, this is a learning for me, but I hope that everyone within the sound of my voice will leave this show encouraged and optimistic about the new year and about the possibilities. Oh, there are many. There are many possibilities. And I want you to get in contact with me so I can show you how. Come on out if you're in the Georgia area, Atlanta area. Come on out to this workshop this Saturday, November 9th, at the Embassy Suites in Duluth. We start at 9. The workshop is $99, and it's worth every penny because you are going to be exposed. It's a two-part workshop and Q&A. For everyone else, visit me on my website. There's a lot of information there. You'll see my courses. You'll see a case study. You see testimonies, clients. There's videos, interviews with me. I've been passionate about this a long time. I've been coaching and training and teaching more than I can count now on this topic and on this content a long time. And I want to teach you and I want to motivate you and help you to get your piece of this pie, this opportunity, so you have access to winning as well. It is possible. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been wonderful being with you again. I'm going to get back to what motivates me, and that's great marketing. And we'll talk about that on another show. Have a great day, the rest of your day. Enjoy it. Have a great week. Bless you, bless you, bless you. And we will be talking with you again real soon. Good night.